Welcome to the Metabolic MD. Health means everything. We all seek optimal health, but most of us do not know how to achieve it. Dr. Paul Kaladzic has spent a career in the emergency department. Now, he helps his patients avoid ever ending up there. During these podcasts, you'll learn how you can lose weight and prevent and reverse disease through new technology, a modified diet, and the use of some new recently approved FDA medications. This information is not meant to be medical advice. Please seek consultation from your own medical provider. Let's listen in.
All right, folks, you know what that means? It's the Metabolic MD podcast at the Metabolic MD Christmas party with Dr. Paul Kaladzic. Dr. Paul, say hello.
Hello.
We've also invited Ty, our very famous graduate from the program, to join us.
How are we doing? And happy holidays.
All right, Ty. And we have a special guest today. She is a fellow producer. Her name is Danielle here. So Danielle, say hello.
Hello. Happy holidays.
And Danielle is going to help us with all kinds of things today. But the idea behind today's podcast is we're going to target and eat right here while you're listening. Low carb food, snacks, things like that. But before we dig in and give you our opinion of all this stuff, Dr. Paul, how many carbs should the average person, not a person on a diet, how many carbs should an average person eat throughout the day?
So the normal American diet is 250 to 300 grams of carbs, and that's way too many. That's because we're told by the food pyramid to eat a lot of carbs, and that has resulted in our epidemics of diabetes and obesity. I think a person who is not overweight probably should look at 125 to 150 grams of carbs. Somebody on a low-carb diet that is optimizing their metabolic health, I usually start in the 75 range, and then we often get those people to 35 to 50 net carbs per day. And the net carb thing means that fiber is free. Whenever you see carbohydrates listed on a food package, total carbohydrates, you can then subtract the fiber from that. And that's your net carbs. And that's really what you should care about.
All right. And Ty, this is a journey that you just graduated from, right? You went from a normal guy like me to this low carb keto style diet. And you're just now graduating from that, correct?
A superstar hero now, yes,
and
absolutely.
And you're going to stay on this diet?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Terry, I'm going to ask you not to call it a diet. It's a lifestyle change.
It's a lifestyle change.
It is.
It's how I change and look at foods now and how I see myself actually prolonging my life.
All right, so why don't we eat these lifestyle change foods?
There we go.
Well, a diet sounds onerous.
It does sound onerous.
When you get to this, it's not onerous. It's like natural.
Right? Okay, so yeah. We've got so much stuff to talk about here today. We're going to give you our own opinions of things. We went shopping. Some folks like Ty created his own entrees, which he brought in, and I already ate it. It was delicious.
Yeah.
But we went to Kroger's. We went to Walmart. We went to Whole Foods. We went all around town to gather up these items to bring them in for this taste test. So why don't we start with the opinion of what Ty brought in, which was a waffle and an egg made from almond flour. Is that correct, Ty?
That's correct. So one of the things that I love doing is, as I said in previous podcasts, is I love cooking. And so with doing that, part of what I like to do is go out and research the internet and go see things. One of the things that I made is taking a muffin tin, a simple muffin tin, taking a slice of bacon, throwing it around the inside of the muffin tin, and then taking an egg, crack an egg, put it in there, and throw some cheese on top. And all I have is just a little scallion, which is onion, on top of that. And you put it in the air fryer at 400 for like 15 minutes. It comes out. And how does it taste, guys?
Delicious.
I got to tell you. Normally I'm like poo-pooing all these kind of things, right? That was really good.
That's awesome.
That was really good.
That's awesome.
And it's super easy. How many net carbs? About zero.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Not the waffle.
Not the waffle. We're just talking the egg, the bacon, and the cheese. Cheese has very little, if any, carbs to it. The egg has zero carbs to it. And then the bacon has zero carbs to it.
So let's talk about the waffle. You made that with almond flour.
The other thing that I made was I took some almond flour, baking powder, and two eggs with that, a little bit of milk. And then I had just a touch of cinnamon and a touch of, I think it's called Trivia.
Yeah, Trivia sugar.
Trivia sugar.
It's like sugar substitute.
Sugar substitute. Correct. Sugar substitute. And put those together and made waffles. So I had, that's a breakfast that I would eat in my house now, is the waffle and maybe one of these egg
pieces. How much carbs in the waffle?
I would have to go look. And again, this is one of those things. The internet is such an amazing piece. You can look at so many different websites and get on, like I'm on Instagram, and so Instagram has things that are on a daily basis that will send you recipes, whether it's keto, whether it's low carb, whether it's whatever you want that's out there, and it just gives me ideas to work on for. Here's what we're having for dinner today. A lot of chicken and other proteins that we can use. And it's so easy. I'd have to look that up and go see.
But all right, I think so
Danielle has a small waffle, couple grams of carbs.
Yeah. But like it didn't take you that much time, right? I mean, it's not like it's taking you hours to make this. It's a pretty quick.
Yeah. It was very quick this
morning. All right, so keep things moving because we got a lot of items to go through. Danielle, what's
so
next,
Terry,
on our
actually, I just want to throw in, great minds think a lot. So I bought some bacon as well, just, you know, one of the basic food groups. Compliments what Ty has done as well, but bacon is always a staple on a low-carb diet.
I love bacon. I'm a
and
huge
sausage,
bacon
right?
fan.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Danielle, what do we have up next?
Next up in our breakfast, we have Purely Elizabeth Keto Granola Clusters, grain-free apple walnuts. So this is a granola that you can put on, say, what, yogurt? And this has eight net carbs. And Dr. Paul, can you explain to us really quick, a lot of these packages say keto. So can you describe the difference between keto, low carb, and how we should look at packaging?
So low carb, I generally consider, first of all, if you're eating, you know, 125 grams of carbs a day or less net carbs, then you're low carb. I usually get my patients eventually into a 35 to 50 gram range, which is low carb. When you're talking keto, you're usually talking less than 20 grams of carbs per day. So I have some patients who want to do that. They check their ketones in their blood or in their urine. So I usually don't push my patients that way, but a lot of patients, a certain segment of patients want to cycle in and out of ketosis. So they'll do ketosis for a couple of weeks and then they'll back off. So you don't have to go keto. I'm more of an advocate of a low carb approach.
So what we just had was, I had the granola, is that correct? Was
it
keto granola?
Keto granola.
I will tell you, that was pretty darn good.
It was good.
Yeah.
Now for on there, what's a size? What's a serving size?
Yeah, what's a serving size of that?
One-third cup.
That's a lot. Third of a cup. That's a handful.
Yeah.
A small handful.
Net 8 grams of carbs.
I could see getting in, you know, and eating that.
No, I know you want me to avoid this topic, but when I see low carb, I usually think high cost, right? That wasn't cheap when I bought that at Costco or Whole Foods or wherever I went this week to buy. I just remember going, oh my God. But it was delicious. I mean, it really was good.
Yeah. And as I have pointed out, it is cheaper than the medical bills from, you know, progressing. I mean, a lot of patients that come to me are pre-diabetic. So, you know, I'm not insensitive to the cost, but let's go ahead and consider that in, you know, the medical bills that you could potentially have down the road.
All right, Ty, what do we have next?
So up next on the tasting board is something I use every day. It's brown berry keto bread.
Sounds good.
And when you talk about bread, you're thinking, okay, I'm on the net carb, you know, I got to kill bread, I got to do all these things. Well, this is another great alteration that I used within my diet. I'm sorry, not diet, but lifestyle change that I have. And reading on here, it's 60 calories for one slice. And for one slice, there's carbohydrates of 10 minus dietary fiber of 5. So equal out, you're at 3 net carbs for that.
So
again, one of the major
3 net carbs for a slice of bread.
For a slice of bread.
2 slices of bread to make a sandwich, that would be a total of 6.
6. And I use this, again, this is one of those morning staples that I have in the morning is, you know, after doing some fasting, I'll throw 2 of these in the toaster. I'll make 2 over easy eggs, throw it on there. There's my breakfast.
Did you bring that, or did, was that something I bought?
That was something that was on the table.
Okay. Here. Go ahead and pass them around, slice.
And the great thing about a lot of these, on the back of there, there's some recipes already on here to make, like, avocado toast, or it talks to you about, you know, like, here's your basic, you know, sandwich that's on the front here.
Yeah.
An egg with and pieces on here.
All right, so this is brown berry bread.
Hey, Dr. Paul, so someone who really likes condiments, me, barbecue sauce, ketchup, jellies, all of those great things.
Yeah.
How do you be do that careful. Low carb? Okay.
Be careful. Read the labels. So I bought some shrimp here because it is zero carbs, but you got to be careful with the cocktail sauce. I looked through the aisle yesterday. There were cocktail sauces that were 18 grams for a fourth of a cup, and there were those that were 6 grams for a fourth of a cup. So you got to be really careful with all the condiments. Mustard is usually safe. Mayonnaise is usually pretty safe.
Ketchup kills you.
But ketchup kills you. Cocktail sauce, you just have to be careful.
Man, pass around that bread. Come
sure,
on.
Sure, I'm sorry. But I do want to mention one thing that goes with the bread, and that is butter. So again, I think we worry way too much about cholesterol and not enough about low-carb diet. So I think a quality butter, if you want to, you know, put it on your toast, I think is fine. If you're able to afford grass-fed or range-fed butters, whatever the term is, those are higher in omega-3s and lower in omega-6s than standard butter. So I would remember that. The other thing is there's a lot of spreads out there. This is Land O'Lakes. Big plug I want to make for it is some of these spreads, most of the spreads are made with seed oils, corn oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil. Avoid those. I like this one that is butter with olive oil. Okay, so either just straight up butter, preferably range fed, or when you get the spreads, get something that has butter and olive oil. Avoid margarine at all costs.
All right, so I am sampling this bread, and I gotta tell you, this stuff's good. I have not been disappointed on anything we've tried yet today. And I was expecting to be greatly disappointed on a lot of stuff. But this bread's good.
It has more flavor than other breads I've eaten before.
Yeah.
Like non-low-carb breads.
It's more like something you would get at a bakery kind of bread. You know what I mean? Kind of has that thickness to it. Okay, Danielle, what do we have up next?
Let's see here. We are moving into, because it's going to melt, we do have a low-carb ice cream. This is Rebel ice cream, birthday cake flavor. Is it anyone's birthday? No, it's not.
It's Jesus's birthday.
It's Jesus's birthday. We are celebrating Christmas here in a couple days. So let's see. Total carbs for 2/3 cup, 18 grams, minus your dietary fiber of 2 grams. So you're looking at 16 net grams of carbs in this. And let's go ahead and try this, Ty.
Is that for the whole container?
2/3 cup.
For 2/3 cup. Okay.
Oh, for me.
Oh, wow. That was very polite of you, Ty. Okay, Ty's passing around spoons. I was glad I don't have to eat after his spoon.
Ice cream is delicious.
So what we're learning here, at least what I'm learning here, because I've never really purchased these low-carb items before because I was kind of scared of them, is the fact that so far they're pretty darn good. Oh, I get the ice cream here. Hold on, I get to get a little spoonful
of it. Tara has a plug in there. Some of the things that I've looked at Kroger and other places I've shopped. Breyers makes a very low-carb ice cream. And one of those things that I have as a lovely treat, I love to treat myself sometimes at night, is that low-carb.
So what's normal ice cream?
And I know you guys talk about cost and those kind of things. Hit the sales. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you're trying to plan out and trying to do some stuff as far as, like, you know, budget shopping and those kind of things, typically the Breyers that I love, it retails for $6 a container. I think the most I've ever paid for it is maybe $2.99.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Hit the sales.
Just curious, what, Dr. Paul, what would a normal bowl of ice cream run versus that? Is that any idea?
50 grams, 40, 50 grams.
So that would be your whole diet right there in one bowl.
More than one serving.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. So that stuff was good.
And you talked about cost, Ty. This is cheaper than going out and getting a bowl of ice cream at, say, a restaurant. Oh, yeah. I mean, you're paying $7. This pint here of Rebel, it's like $5. So
it's Rebel without a cause, but it has a cause of low carb. I like that.
And 1 gram of sugar per pint.
Wow. All right, Ty, what's next?
Next up on here is, you know, it's a staple, again, that I use. I got a lot of these that I use. Mission, your tortilla wraps. You think going out to either tortilla wraps or doing them at home. These are the zero net carbs. Yes, zero. The only reason they're zero is because there's a tremendous amount of fiber within here. So for one of these tortillas, it's 25 calories. And the carbohydrates is 7 minus the dietary fiber of 7. So it's a freebie. It's an absolute freebie.
Is it possible to have negative net carbs? Is that a possibility?
No.
In this algebraic world we live in?
No. The algebraic world.
Okay.
So again, we're looking at some of these. I was telling Danielle before we got on the podcast, these things are amazing. They're small, little round, tortilla. You take it, you cut it a quarter of the way in there. You use the same muffin tin.
Yep.
And I've done these recipes where I've taken 90% ground beef, already grilled up the ground beef, put it in there, put these tortillas in, put some cheese on top of them, and now you got a little, grilled cheese, or not grilled cheese, but
Hamburger.
Yeah. Grilled hamburger.
Pass those things around, Ty. I want
to
try it.
Within here. So, again, they taste great. They're very easy to work with, and they're good.
Hey, Dr. Paul, I have a question for you. Ty keeps bringing up calories.
Yeah.
And is that something we should be paying attention to when we're looking at foods, or should we be looking at...
I simplify things, oversimplify things. I think counting calories is not sustainable over a lifetime. Okay, when you're counting calories, you may not be able to eat anything. When you're low carb, you can always eat something. So what I tell my patients is, I want your carbs under this. I want your protein at least this. And we don't worry. I don't know if I've ever talked to you about calories, have I?
Yeah.
No. And I don't really worry about fat. Now, I do emphasize good fats over bad fats, like we just talked about with the butter. But, you know, if you keep your carbs low and you get adequate protein, by and large, you're going to be in good shape.
Going back to the butter, some of the things that I've used is just avocados. Avocados is a tremendous substitute for that butter piece on there. And if you can take an avocado, shell it out, and then whip that, that is almost like the consistency of butter.
And good fat.
Yeah.
All right, so as I eat this tortilla without anything on it, I will say the tortilla doesn't taste exactly like a tortilla, right? It's not bad, but it's not as... I don't know what the word I'm looking
I think you're
for.
Lacking like the sugars and those kind of things, which a regular tortilla has, because you're getting that out of the actual flour itself.
Tastes a little bit like, if you're Catholic, a Eucharist, right? Sorry.
It's true.
It tastes
wet or moist, yeah.
I was okay. going to say, this is definitely more moist than other tortillas.
Yeah, it's a little chewier,
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's where, again, I always emphasize adding butter, adding cheese, a low-carb condiment like
to a Eucharist? Or just...
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Terry.
I think we're over that one.
We're both Catholic here. Yeah. We're all... All right, Daniel, what's up next?
Dr. Paul.
Can we just talk real quickly about fruits?
Let's do it.
So if you're going to have fruits, which is great, then steer yourself toward the berries. Strawberries are only net 6 grams of carbs per half a cup. Raspberries, about 5. Blackberries, about 5. Some of the other fruits, pears, pineapples, etc., can be essentially off the charts. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we were told by our mothers to eat all our fruits and vegetables, but fruits today are genetically engineered to be very high in fructose. So your best bet is always, for example, what we have here, blackberries, raspberries, and strawberries.
So, Dr. Paul, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? I've heard that so many times. How accurate is that?
Back in the 1800s or earlier than that, when Johnny Appleseed was running around, that may have been true, but the apples were smaller. Now they're genetically engineered, and our total carb load was a lot lower. So I have not recommended an apple a day to any patients. That's because I want them to come to me.
You're the new Johnny Appleseed, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
All right, we'll pass around some of that fruit while we load up the next one. Danielle, what's next on the Hit Parade?
Next up, we have some delicious almond flour cookies. We were talking about almond flour earlier with those waffles. This is by Fat Snacks. Yum. And total carbohydrates in 6 cookies. That's your serving size, 6 cookies, 12 total grams, minus the 4 of the fiber. So you're looking at 8 grams net of carbs for these 6 cookies. And
six
these
cookies.
Are double chocolate.
And they're about the size of a nickel, I would say. Maybe a little bit bigger than a nickel. You think that's a quarter?
Yeah,
that's
a at quarter. Least.
I don't think that's a quarter.
Oh, you cheap guy. Okay. That's a quarter.
But they're thick. They're thick.
They are thick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she had the double chocolate, and I have the Simple Truth mini cookies, the chocolate chip ones, the grain-free and keto. And they're looking at those. The total carbohydrates is 10 minus dietary fiber of 2. So you have 8. And you can have a whopping 5 cookies for per serving.
So, again, what would 5 cookies be? What's...
5 cookies is your serving size.
Well, what's the total carbs?
8.
8
total carbohydrates.
8 net carbs. Yeah.
They're different. They're not crunchy. They're kind of... I don't know how to describe them.
It's a chewy kind of a... It's a dense cookie.
It's a dense... But I don't think I'm a big fan. Hopefully they won't get mad at me and sue the podcast, but... I wasn't a big fan of that one.
I don't know if I like either of them.
A little aftertaste to it, but...
They're just kind of... They'd be like... Wouldn't be my first choice.
So if you're looking for a sweet...
We are, Dr. Palmer.
Then I'm going to let you try or think about an alternative. So this is one of my staples. Dark chocolate covered almonds. Oh, okay. Yeah. So I'll go ahead and give you these to taste, Terry. And kind of my go-to thing is 70% or higher dark chocolate. Okay, now it has some carbs in it. A 3.5 ounce serving is about 13 carbs, but I usually don't eat that much. I'll have a piece or maybe a piece and a half to just kind of satisfy.
My problem myself. With that is 3.5 ounces. How do I know what 3.5 ounces is? I have it in my hand. Is that 3.5 ounces?
Yeah, you look at the whole package, Terry. So, yeah, you know, and then you just divide it up in your head. It's like not high math, Terry.
Okay. It might be for me.
Yeah, for Terry, it's a challenge. Yeah.
So I like these dark chocolate covered almonds as an alternative. And, you know, we all get a sweet tooth once in a while, either sure. after dinner or in the evening. So, you know, I like these chocolate covered almonds. And I also just like 70% higher cocoa dark chocolate.
So my wife loves dark chocolate. I'm not a dark chocolate fan. What's the difference between dark and milk chocolate?
Milk chocolate really just has higher amount of sugar added to it.
And that explains it. Okay. Danielle, do we have the next item up? These almonds are really good.
The almonds are good. That's 97% cocoa. Is that right? It says wicked dark.
No. I don't know what the percentage here, I think, is in the 70s.
Yeah. 87. It's on the front right there. 87. Okay. Yeah. Dang, that's a lot. Next up, we have a Catalina Crunch keto-friendly. There's that fun word again.
What does that mean?
Cinnamon Toast Cereal.
Is that a marketing ploy, keto-friendly?
It is a marketing ploy, and there are organizations out there that have designated themselves keto certification organizations. They really are just organizations that you know, sometimes food product vendors will like to pay these organizations to call us keto friendly. So I would do your own homework here. You know, if you see keto, that's fine, but review the label because some of those can be kind of misleading.
Got it. All right, Danielle, I'm sorry. Repeat again what we're tasting now.
Catalina Crunch keto-friendly cinnamon toast cereal. So, like, I'm a huge cinnamon toast crunch fan with, like, you know, that 2% milk on it.
Oh, yeah.
So this is not that. total carbohydrate is 14 grams. Your fiber is 9 grams of carbs. So you're looking at 5 net grams of carbs in this for half a cup. Your serving size is one half
These
a cup.
These are pretty good, Terry.
So if I was going to put milk on this... What type of milk?
Probably go with skim.
Should I look at?
Yeah, that's not bad.
I whole milk.
Whole milk.
You know, I mean, we've been taught since the 70s that we should have 1% and 2% whole milk. It's, you know, per portion, it's lower in carbs.
Oh, here, no. Danielle, I want you to
drink. I think that would fill you up because a half a cup, I mean, think about that, right?
Yeah, that's like... Yeah.
That's probably a whole cup right there that you're looking at. A half a cup is tiny.
Without giving me a lecture in biology, what is it about fiber that allows me to reduce the number of net carbs?
It's not digested. It passes through you. Fiber is essentially, you know, the equivalent of what's in Metamucil. It just passes right through you. It ends up in the toilet. You never absorb it. So it's a carb that never gets absorbed in the intestine.
Well, maybe we'll cover this in a different podcast. I was wondering, is there a medication that will also do the same thing?
Not particularly. There were some medications that were tried, you know, in the 90s, and they just weren't palatable, a lot of side effects. So, no. I mean, I think the best thing to do is just keep your eye on the fiber in the product and pursue products that have lots of fiber in it because fiber is free.
All right. So, we got time for about two more items. I know we didn't get to them all. So, Dr. Paul, I know he brought a bunch
of
stuff.
I'm becoming apoplectic here.
So, okay. Ty, you were holding up the ketogram bars.
Let's talk about some fallacies real quick here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Some of the things that you go down the aisle and you go to the nutrition aisle and you hit some of these things. Luna bars, Clif bars. Here's a Clif bar. It is a Clif bar crunchy peanut butter. Looking at this, you're like, oh, this is going to be good. It should have protein. It should have all this stuff. Carbohydrates, 40.
What?
Ooh.
Minus dietary fiber of 5. 35 net carbs in one bar.
But wasn't that labeled low carb or something like that? Or
they're just felt to be healthy.
I'm holding a keto dang bar, which is 4 grams of net carbs. So this is an actual low carb keto bar.
Yeah.
So they're out there. You just got to make sure if you're down that bar aisle in the supermarket that you're picking up the right bar.
So speaking of the bar, transition to, we're all adults here sitting in the room.
Speak for yourself.
Well, somewhat adults. We're over the age of 21.
Yeah.
If I go to the bar and I want to order something, Dr. Paul, I mean, mixed drinks, beers,
Watch the sugar in any mixed drinks, you know, Diet Coke and rum as opposed to Coke and rum, for example. And the thing about alcohol is when you take an alcohol, you actually burn the alcohol as energy. So it kind of takes your burning of fat and carbs offline for a while. So it kind of replaces the normal physiological process. But since you mentioned it, Ty, I don't think we'll partake this morning, but I did bring a Miller Lite in here.
You guys going to split it?
Yeah. But, you know, keep an eye on lower carb beers. It's like that's 3.2 grams of carbs as opposed to, you know, you get a heavy stout, it can be 17 or 18 grams in 12 ounces. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Terry, can I mention just a few other things since I brought them here?
You went to the trouble to bring them. Go, Danielle, what are you raising your hand for?
Yeah. Teacher, I have a question for you about... I mean, diet soda versus zero sugar soda.
So, you know, basically they all have artificial sweeteners in. And my take on that is they're, you know, exponentially better than drinking a Coke or a Mountain Dew that has sugar in it, which is basically fructose.
Right.
Fructose has been shown to cause obesity. So I think diet Pepsis or Cokes are a better option, but all things in moderation. You know, don't drink 4 a day. You know, maybe 1 a day or 1 every couple days. Same with sweeteners that you put in your coffee. You know, they're much better than using sugar, but keep them in moderation.
Okay, Dr. Paul, you tell us, you're so excited to show us something. This is show and tell. What did you
bring? All right, so I'm just going to run through these real quick, okay? So by and large, the less ingredients on the label, the better. So here's one that doesn't have any ingredients. It's called steak. Okay. All right. So there's steak. This happened to be a petite filet, again, wrapped in bacon. I'll just pass these around.
Dr. Paul, really quick, if I'm not a vegetarian, but I know we do have vegetarian listeners and vegan listeners. So how do I maintain low carb, high protein, but I don't eat meat?
Yeah, it's just a lot tougher. You know, a lot of cheeses. You got to go to things like tofu for protein. So it can be done, but it's a pretty restrictive diet. And I think I've only really had one patient in my few years that have pursued that. So it's just tough. I have had people that have been down that road and, you know, have decided that they want to broaden their diet and still eat healthy. And that's what we do. So,
all right. So the steak was delicious, by the way. That was actually all right. Pretty
absolutely
darn good.
Delicious.
So what else you got there?
Okay. So I have shrimp, zero carbs, you know, cocktail shrimp.
I know cocktail shrimp.
Okay.
I never dated one, but go ahead.
Okay. Okay. I don't know what that means, but that's okay. So I have shrimp. And again, I bought some cocktail sauce. I bought the lower carb cocktail sauce.
Right.
So you just have to be careful, you know, not use tons of cocktail sauce when you eat your shrimp. I bought these mozzarella wrapped in pepperoni.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
That's a standard. Here you go, Terry.
Those are great for breakfast.
Throw them here. All right.
Yeah. Those kind of things.
So that's a standard for me, you know. When I'm working in the emergency department, that's often just my lunch.
What about like we do a lot of snow crab?
Yeah, absolutely.
Huge,
no, zero
huge
carbs.
Protein.
Yeah, huge protein, zero carbs. It's a great approach.
Because snow crab is compared to like, I love king crab, but I can't afford the king crab, talking about that. But again, snow crab, just on sale, and it's on sale at Fresh Time right now, $6.99 a pound.
Well, I have a thing about shellfish, so I can't.
All right.
I'm not allergic, I just don't like it.
Yeah.
We'll touch base on the veggie topic a little bit. So this is broccoli. I usually, you know, load on the butter and sometimes a little Parmesan cheese. You know, I think delicious.
So what I'm hearing is higher fat. Go ahead. And lower sugar, lower carb content, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of what the theme of this, if I look around this table and hear you talk.
And again, that's because I think insulin resistance is a much bigger issue in high blood sugar for most middle-aged, overweight Americans than their cholesterol level is. And when I put people on these diets, what I see after 6 months is their cholesterol doesn't move much at all, maybe a little bit up, a little bit down. Triglycerides plummet, the other kind of fat in the blood, because triglycerides are formed from the conversion of blood sugar to fat in the liver. And so it's a net win. So I think people should worry a lot less about cholesterol and a lot more about insulin resistance.
And cooking tip on broccoli, steamed versus boiled.
Boiled, right.
Absolutely steamed.
Yeah.
Why?
Keeps those vitamins and keeps everything right in there. You'd boil it, you're depleting everything from the actual vegetable itself.
You're like a regular Julia child, aren't you?
Some sort of child.
Meatballs.
Yeah.
Okay, again, with a little Parmesan cheese on them and a lower carb marinara sauce. Terry, I was thinking of you when I picked out the marinara sauce because it's like a vodka-based marinara sauce. So I knew you would enjoy this, Terry.
So I'm a huge, you know, pasta fan. I love like a nice gnocchi or like a, you know, rigatoni or something. So
in moderation.
You
got to watch it. And there are some products that are almond flour based, like we've been talking about, that are higher fiber. So you just have to go that direction. But you got to be careful with pastas. There's kind of no way around it. Okay. So, and then I got some more meatballs with my homemade pesto sauce. So I grow my basil.
You grow your basil.
Basil. And then I make pesto sauce, which my son has lovingly labeled Papa Paul's Perfect Pesto. And I do wish you would try this because I do think it's pretty good.
Papa Paul. I'll give it a shot.
So there
you
go. Are you a pesto person, Terry?
I'm a pest.
Okay. Hey, going back to the one of the things I was sharing with Danielle just a second ago, one of the pieces that I bought is you can find it at Walmart. It's called Carbonada, and it's a pasta that is very low in carbohydrates. I like it. My wife doesn't take it too much. She doesn't like that. But I actually love these, and they come in different, they come in the spirals, they come in the fettuccine, they come in a different flavors as well too. And you can find them, you know, you're not having to shop all around the country. You can go to Walmart and go get those things. So a lot of the stuff that we're having can be found at your local grocery stores.
I'm telling you, the Dr. Paul's Perfect Pesto, whatever the hell it was.
I've perfected it over about 10 years.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, if this medical thing doesn't work out for you, you got a future.
There you go. All right. I'm going to mention one other thing. My wife, this, and I just brought this because my wife made this week. She made cream of mushroom soup. Went out and, you know, got the fresh mushrooms and, you know, went ahead and added cream to that. And she's got special spices, etc. So it's pretty good. Low carb, 8 ounce bowl is about 5 grams of carbs. And then two last things I want to mention is there are almond flour crackers, okay, way below the other carb cracker limits of other carb crackers. So that's kind of a staple in our house as well. And then the final thing I want to mention, not to forget, is your protein drinks. Okay.
Is this like the glucose? Yeah, I used to drink those in the morning.
Premier Protein. Yeah. Okay, I'm always pushing my patients to reduce their carbs and get adequate protein. This is actually 11 ounces, and it's 30 grams of protein. I usually push most of my patients to get 100 to 125 grams of protein a day, depending upon how big they are. For Ty, it would be a little bit bigger. He's laughing. He's giggling about 125 because he's doing over 200 many days. Yeah. But only 4 grams of carbs here, 1 gram of sugar, and you get 30 grams of protein for
this.
And
that helps level out the spikes of glucose,
right? Yeah, levels
right
out the spike. And for, you know, for those that are strength training, which I am a big advocate of, because it decreases insulin resistance. And if you happen to be on the new weight loss medications, you're losing muscle mass on those medications. You got to get your strength training in, and you got to get your protein in.
One thing for a future podcast for anybody listening about the weight loss medicines. There was an article last night or a segment last night on the news where people are pausing their weight loss medicines for the holidays. And then they had a doctor, much like you, come on and say, don't do that, because if you stop at cold turkey and then come back, you can have some serious health issues.
Yeah, you can't. So, you know, those medicines are a gradually escalating dosing. You know, week one, this dose, week two, this dose, et cetera. And if you pause it, then you got to go back to the beginning. You got to start at the lower dose, or you could get the side effects, the gastrointestinal side effects of those medications.
Yeah, that's what they were saying.
Yeah.
All right, so we're coming to the end of this podcast, but before we leave you all from our holiday podcast, I want to go around and find out what your favorite item was. Danielle, what was your favorite item out of today?
I really liked Ty's egg and bacon homemade breakfast, but I'm a huge ice cream fan, so I have to say it was the Rebel ice cream.
Rebel ice cream. Okay. Ty, what about you?
I like the steak. I'm a huge steak, and I love doing the steak. And then the shrimp, I love seafood. So.
Okay. From the stuff that was bought from the store, what was your favorite one?
Bought from the store. I'm always a bread guy, doing that. And then I think the one that really surprised me was the Pure Elizabeth granola clusters. That was actually very tasty. Yeah, it has some good taste to it.
All right, Dr. Paul, what about you?
Yeah, I'm a steak guy too, so I like the steak. But I would say that Ty's waffle and egg combination was a close second, because that was delicious.
I have to agree. Yeah. I think the Thai waffle and the egg on top of that was a brilliant combination. Ty, you're going to take away not only your certificate of completion of the program, you're going to take away the crown for being the best low-carb chef among us.
Oh, this Princess Tiara fits so perfect. Thank you, Terry. I appreciate that.
Well, again, I want to thank Danielle, Ty, and Dr. Paul for this holiday edition of the Metabolic MD with Dr. Paul Kolasek. I'm Terry O'Brien, your host, and we'll see you again in the new year.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Metabolic MD with Dr. Paul Kolasek. Please join us again for the next episode to hear how your metabolic health means everything and to learn tips on how to lose weight and possibly reverse some serious health conditions. This information is not meant to be medical advice. Please seek consultation from your own medical professional.